On Monday, I was back at Dora's and back at work. Lunchtime, I called Columbia Presbyterian Hospital for a referral. I was referred to a psychiatrist in a fancy Dorman building on Fifth Avenue, across from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. He would see me, he said, every other week for $70 a session. Quite a reduction from his usual $150 fee, he said. The sessions would last 50 minutes. $70 was 1 week's pay. I would go to my appointment, lie down on a brown leather chaise, and not say a word. My psychiatrist sat in a black leather chair where I couldn't see him. He didn't say anything either. He was always writing in a little notebook. I didn't know about what, since we didn't talk. After three sessions, just to justify spending $70, I said something. I told him I was very unhappy and didn't know what to do with my life. After a while, he said, "Did you ever feel like that before?" I wasn't sure I wanted to answer. I didn't like him. "Yes, I always feel like that." Neither of us spoke again until the session was over. As I was leaving, he said he would have to postpone next week's meeting since he would be away. I didn't care. $70 would buy a lot of shoes. Shoes would probably make me feel better than he did anyway. I was glad to be seeing a psychiatrist, though. Everybody seemed to be seeing one, or a diet doctor. But I thought I must be doing something wrong, because nothing was happening, except that I was starting to get behind in my payments. I didn't want to go anymore. I didn't know if it was because of the money or because nothing was happening. I wrote him that I didn't want to continue. He wrote back. P. Herbert Bowman. For professional services, $490. 7 interviews. I realized...